Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. K-E-X-P.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Ingle.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
All right.
Hello, everybody. This is Troy Nelson, back with you again for another episode of Live on KEXP. Every week, we feature exclusive live in-studio performances you're not going to hear anywhere else. On the show this time, it's the dreamy Welsh Tronica of Kelly Lee Owens. Ever take a bath in sound? Like a full-on gong-bathing sonic immersion? It's supposed to be great for your health. In some ways, the music of Kelly Lee Owens is like that. Turn out the lights and lay down and just soak in this glorious production. Okay, and wait, we called it Welsh Tronica?
Yeah.
Why do we do that? Welsh Tronica is not a word. Well, maybe. Whatever. I guess, okay, she started in Wales. Now she's a Londoner. But originally, Kelly Lee Owens is from Rhuddlan, on the north coast of Wales. It's just west of Liverpool, though you have to cross two rivers and loop around to the south to drive there. Takes about an hour. When it came time to leave the small town she grew up in, she skipped Liverpool and went a further half hour east to Manchester. There, aged 19, she worked as a nurse at a cancer treatment hospital, putting on indie rock music shows in her spare time. Eventually, it was time to move on again, and fully embracing her dreams of a career in music, she moved to London, where she got a job at a record store and an internship at XL Recordings. She played bass in a band called The History of Apple Pie. In the scene surrounding the record store, Pure Groove, she met several like-minded souls, producers, and DJs, including James Greenwood of Ghost Culture. Gold Panda. And Daniel Avery.
Because I did Drone Logic with him and wrote on that album a tiny bit, he offered me his studio for free for 2 years to create my own, which is the greatest gift I think anyone can be given if they want to make their own music. So yeah, it was an amazing experience for a first record.
From there, as she told DJ Cheryl Waters, she was pretty DIY.
But yeah, I kind of, the fact that, you know, I'm using my real name, Kelly Lee Owens, and that it's just self-titled, I wanted it to be as much of me as possible. So I ended up writing, producing, arranging, really going in on the production. I love like automation and detail, and I don't want myself to get bored, so that was kind of my main thing, you know. And a lot of people say it's been on repeat.
According to Pitchfork, fashion label Alexander McQueen picked up her track Arthur for the 2016 Spring-Summer Runway Show.
Nerd alert, alert, nerd alert.
It's a tribute to the New York City cellist and composer Arthur Russell, who died, a victim of the ongoing AIDS pandemic. You may remember this tune, especially if you like the mashup with the Muppets movie.
That's it. Before we got there, last morning time,
Designer
and brand founder Lee Alexander McQueen himself was HIV positive, though he died by suicide following the death of his mother. Not trying to bring anybody down here, this is just where the story led us. That track, Arthur, is the second song on her first full length. After seeing that runway show, the Norwegian label Small Town Supersound signed her for an EP and then the release of her self-titled album, released in 2017. The label also has releases by my personal favorite, Nena Cherry, and a band called The Lost Girls, which explains how Jenny Havall ended up collaborating with Kelly Lee Owens for Anxi. Jenny is a brilliant all-around artist. Like Kelly Lee Owens, she was an opener for St. Vincent and also has a couple of records under the name Rocket to the Sky and a few under her own name. Oh, and she's written 3 published novels. Okay, rewind. Back to Kelly Lee Owens. At the end of 2017, she took a giant risk and released a cover of Aaliyah's More Than a Woman. The original Timbaland production is beloved, but check this dubby remix out. Around this time was when Bjork put that track we mentioned earlier, Anxi, on a DJ mix for Mix Mag. We'll hear it in this live session. It's the last song. People really started paying attention and falling in love with the record. Recently, she collaborated with producer John Hopkins, famous for his work with Brian Eno, on the track Luminous Spaces. Kelly Lee Owens put out her new album, Inner Song, released in August of 2020 after various delays thanks to the pandemic. And we're looking forward to bringing you live versions of that just as soon as it's safe to do so. She made the cover of NME. The album's got a Radiohead cover, Women Who Run With Wolves, and John Cale of the Velvet Underground. In the meantime, please bathe in these 4 songs from her debut, available on Small Town Supersound. We are more than excited to present Kelly Lee Owens, right here on Live on KEXP. You just heard Kelly Lee Owens with the songs 8 and S.O.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Kelly Lee Owens.
Reality.
And that was our live session with Kelly Lee Owens. You heard the songs Lucid and Angsty. We'd like to thank her for stopping by. Shout out to Sound Radio Wales, the big sound of North Wales broadcasting during the pandemic. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.